also in a win, I'm sure that
Oh, so much better. That's all I was telling those guys. I was like, you know, it's so much nice to enjoy, you know, one of the perks or a personal goal. You know, against a loss, it's bittersweet, and I didn't want to have a bittersweet ending. So it was very nice to enjoy it. Appreciate it, KB.
Took you a while to get your first catch, though. Could you imagine going into the second half?
Try to stay on the grind. We were doing a good job of still scoring some points. Obviously, we could do better, but I just kind of stayed the course. I didn't want to get up or down. Just want to stay in, stay on the even keeled and just let whatever comes to me come to me.
Ryan out there today, both with his arm and his legs, he had about 51 yards rushing as well.
Yeah, he said he was feeling pretty good. I don't think he cares, but he said something along the lines of, you know, wow, without this brace, man, I feel like a Clydesdale out here. I feel like I'm moving pretty good. I said, a Clydesdale shouldn't move very good, but, you know, regardless, he was feeling good, and it showed, and that's the athletic ability he had.
Well, the receiving group as a whole, without Devon in there, I know what he means to you guys.
We definitely missed Devon today. You know, we had some guys step up, and you always want to see that, and that's what football is all about, but it's hard to replace a guy like Devon, and we definitely missed his presence today.
Richard, Marcus, Marlon, they seem to step up, though.
Yeah, they all stepped up, and that's what good football teams do. So we're in the process of building something here, and seeing those flashes of what good teams have is very important.
Brian, I know it is a personal record, but what does 1,000 mean to you?
It's important to me. It was always a goal that I wanted to reach, and there's a lot of receivers that don't get that opportunity. So to have the opportunity and then to also achieve the opportunity, it was a goal of mine that I've had for a while.
Brian, after getting shut out in the first half, to have that kind of second half and get the...
Yeah, I just stayed the course. I mean, I realized that sometimes the opportunities weren't coming. It wasn't that I wasn't making the plays. It's just we were doing well running the ball. Ryan was doing a good job hitting other guys, and I just was trying to play my part.
Longest play in the first half was 15 yards. You guys had five plays over 20 in the second half. It just seems like when you can get the big play in this offense, mm-hmm. big chunks... Guys are different teams starting with your first one.
Yeah, I think that goes for anybody. I think, you know, you start getting some explosive plays. You start getting them on their heels a little bit, second-guessing what they're doing. And, again, we stay the course and stick to the game plan, not change our game plan. More and more big plays will keep coming.
From where you were as a receiver to go over 1,000 yards with two games left, just talk about how much that means to you, especially in the contract.
Yeah, it was nice personally. It was. I mean, again, you're talking about an offseason where I missed all the TAs, I missed all of camp, and, that's not really forgotten. So, I'm really blessed. But, I definitely put in the work. And we say, good things come to people that work hard. And I've worked as much as I could.